Good morning, beloved ones.
Good morning.
Turn to someone and tell them, I want to be used by God. I want to be used by God. Yes, I want to be used by God. Before I begin with my message this morning, you know, I was just thinking just now, what a wonderful place this is. This is such a community of love. It is a community of nurturance, a community of support, of validation, of affirmation for each other. That's what we do for each other. And whenever people come, they can feel that energy. They can feel the vibration of who we are, you know, in their presence. And I'm so grateful to know that this is a place where people want to come to feel that connection and to feel the blessings that we offer to one another. And as I was thinking, my heart is with one of our congregants, my fellow, I don't see him now, but where's Floyd? I know he was here. There's Floyd in his seat, in his regular area. You're usually up a little close over there. But you know, I was thinking about Floyd. Floyd has been a past board member, a member of this church for a long, long time. And last week, Floyd's sister made her, his twin sister made her transition. And it was last Sunday that the family, decided that they were going to take her off life support. Now, this is his twin, but do you know where Floyd decided to be last Sunday? In church. He wanted to be here with his spiritual family as well and community to feel the vibration and the love. And then after church, he went home and was quiet in his spirit as they released his twin sister's spirit. So I thought about that. And then tomorrow is her service. And where is Floyd today? In church with his spiritual family. So I just wanted to take a moment to know that we are all sending him love and light, you know, as he moves through this process of release. But I'm so encouraged because I know that most of us would not necessarily take the time to be here. And that says a lot about who he is, but who we are as a spiritual community, that a soul would feel comforted and safe in our midst at a trying time, right? So, you know, I just wanted to say that because we are to be here for one another. That's what it's all about, to be here for one another so that we can each be used by God as vessels. Maybe we'll share a kind word or whatever it is, but we're here to be used. And I love that song that the choir sang. I asked them to sing that song for today's service. Use me. It's quickly becoming one of my favorite ones, and they do it so well, as well as, of course, you know, I love the majesty and glory of God's name and the excellence. They do that well. But to say use me, I really wonder how many of us really ask God to use them. Usually we are the ones using God, right? We kind of think that God exists for the sole purpose of serving us, to simply give us our heart's desires, to meet our needs, to clothe us and nurture us and comfort us and heal us and prosper us and bless us, to sustain us. And while all of that certainly is a benefit of knowing God, we should, however, keep in mind that that's all a byproduct. It is a byproduct of our purpose, which is to seek first, what? The kingdom of God. And all of those things will be added unto us. It's a benefit. All of our needs being met, all the things we could desire, it's a benefit, a byproduct of our seeking first the kingdom of God. That's so powerful. It's about, you know, learning and allowing ourselves consciously to allow the Spirit of God to inhabit this body and to allow the Spirit of God to express through us. And I say consciously because whether we like it or not, the Spirit of God inhabits us. But it's a different thing when we consciously are aware that we are in the midst of God. Not only is God in the midst of us, but we are in the midst of God. And there is a purpose for our being. A purpose for our being a clear vessel. A clear vessel for the divine to manifest itself in and through and as us. We are an instrument of God to be used by God. God is not an instrument for us. What does St. Francis said? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Let me do these things that would bring forth your purpose, your will, your divine expression into the light. So while we are seeking to use God, God is seeking to use us. And who do you think will have the upper hand? God, right? Always God. But God loves a willing servant. God could make us do anything. But that wouldn't be the purpose for giving us free will. God wants a willing, for us to turn willingly, to allow ourselves to be used willingly as an instrument, as a divine expression for God. Every now and then, I feel moved to sort of share my prayer and my covenant with the congregation, and I've done so on a number of occasions. But this is a covenant that I wrote and entered into on the eve of my ordination. I was, at that time, we were licensed, was licensed in 1986 as a Unity minister, but we were ordained a year later. So I had a year to think about my ordination, and I wasn't feeling that I was quite pure enough. I wasn't feeling that I was quite perfect enough or just plain enough for God to actually use in his work and in his service. But my heart was certainly open. My heart was certainly sincere. My desire was certainly true. And so I wrote these words, and I was just reading it last night. And it starts off, "My God and my Lord." And when I read that, I thought, oh my. But, you know, you have to understand, I was just freshly out of ministerial school, so the these and the thous were really, you know, important. That's how I spoke. Thou art God, you know. But when I read this, it is. It's like, it's my God and my Lord. You know, what says to me is that there was a certain sense of wanting this personal, up-close relationship. It wasn't God, it was my God and my Lord. Me coming to the understanding of who really is in charge of my life. And then I wrote, "I stand before you, naked in my humanity and clothed in your spirit." And when I said I was naked in my humanity, I was looking at all of my flaws, you know, because nothing is hidden from God about who we are. And so I knew that God was aware, quite aware of all of my flaws and my faults and all the things that I didn't do quite right or couldn't do quite right and how I was showing up not as this perfect being. So I was naked in my humanity, but I felt that I was clothed in God's spirit. And then I put, "With my whole heart and soul, do I seek you this day? Allow me to find you within the presence of my being and in the faces of your children." I knew that the only place that I would be sustained is if I understood God in my being and could find God within myself. And as a minister, to find God in the faces, in the presence of his children, in others. "My dear God, you know the very depths of my being and the longing of my soul. I endeavor to more consciously know you and to express you in this world. Of this I am sure. My soul, long before this manifestation, entered into a covenant to serve you and to do your will. I believe, help thou my unbelief." And I was talking about my deep calling. I knew way back somewhere in the inner recesses of my soul that I had been called to do this work, but then I had this unbelief, you know, that could I really do it? Would I be enough, and how? So help my unbelief. Then I put, "I thank you for the precious gift of your spirit that indwells me, and I offer in return my spirit, soul, and body. I love thee with an everlasting love, and I surrender my all to thee, to will and to work. I praise thee, O Lord, and give thee the glory which was thine before the world. Into thy hands I commit my spirit, soul, and body. And so it is. Amen. Entered into this day, June 16, 1987. And so I keep this in a very special place, but every now and then I take it out and I read it. And I take it out and I see where I am. I take it out and I try to remember my divine purpose, that my purpose was to serve God and to serve all of his creations, his beings. Now, while I'm very clear that ministry is all about service, but at this stage in my life, having, you know, lived on the planet for a few years now, I can also see that life in and of itself is about service. Not just ministry, but life itself is about service. And I was wondering, why do you think it is that we are hesitant or maybe even afraid to utter the words to God, use me, use me? You know, and I believe it's because we probably fear that God would ask us to do something we don't want to do. Or perhaps maybe we fear that we won't be able to do whatever it is that God asks us to do. But one thing I've learned is God never calls you to any purpose without equipping you to do it. Right? It never. We're always given the means to accomplish whatever it is that we've been guided and directed to do in our lives. Because the truth of the matter is that when we offer ourselves as living vessels, as instruments for God, we will find ourselves doing things that we never thought we could do. You have no clue as to what God can really do through you and through your life. We haven't got half a clue as to what can be done. When I first thought, do you think when I was coming up, I said, I think I'll be a minister and I want to be a great speaker, but I had no clue. As a matter of fact, I was fearful of just getting up and speaking. If you knew what I went through in the early stages, I used to call Silent Unity gripped with fear. Oh, I have to speak. Sweat would be pouring down. I would be sick on my stomach. It would be just horrible. I would be paralyzed almost. And people couldn't believe it, because once I got up here, then I was, you know, all that was gone and I was doing my thing. But to get me to this point, it took a lot, because I couldn't see myself doing it. I had no idea, but it wasn't me. You have no idea the things that God has for you to do, the things that you can do. God is able to take us beyond our preconceived notions and our preconceived limitations, way beyond that. We can't even imagine what can be done through us. When on our own, by ourselves, by our nature, we are limited. We're limited in our knowledge. Yeah, we know some things. But we don't know everything. By our own sense of self, we are limited in our understanding. We can understand a few things, but we don't understand everything. You know, by our own physicality, we are limited. There are certain things we can do, and there are other things we cannot do. You know, I cannot just jump off here and fly on my physical with my physical body alone. But I'll say this, friends, when we are infused with and when we allow ourselves to be used by God, we become limitless. You can then walk on water, maybe even fly, maybe even walk through walls, whatever. When you are infused with and used by God, when the infinite touches the finite expands. That's the way that it works. When the infinite indwells you, you expand. You grow. You're able to do things that you've never thought you could do. God only has good in mind for each of us because that's the nature of God. Only good can come forth. God only has good in store for us. And if you and I really want to be blessed beyond measure, then you have to try allowing God to use you, to be used by God. I saw a little ditty on Facebook, and you know, some of you know I'm collecting all these little sayings, and this one I came across, I loved it. Said, everyone is gifted, but some people never open their package. Don't you love that? Everyone is gifted, but some people never open their package. You have been endowed with so many talents and gifts and abilities, the majority of which are still unknown to you. They're still unknown to you, still untapped, because you have not opened your package. And God is, right, the package. God is your package, filled with the essence of God's nature and goodness, waiting for you to open, waiting for you to open the package. Open to the presence of God, to the power of God in your life. Open so that you can let go and let God begin to lead you and express through you. See, Jesus was very clear. He was very clear as to who was really in charge of his life and his affairs. Yes, he could do miraculous things. He could walk on water. He could cease the winds and the waves to tell them to be still. He could move mountains. He could heal the sick. He could raise the dead. He could do some things. Yes, he was power. He had power. He was very powerful. He could even ask the angels to come and do his bidding if he wanted to. All of that. But be clear. He understood who the source was, who his source was. God, his Father. He knew that it all came from God. Not him alone, but from God. You remember when he was in the wilderness being tempted by the devil, right? And I said, oh, listen, man, you could be all powerful if you just do this. Oh, you know, you can turn these stones into bread and people will just adore you. Governments will fall at your feet. All this stuff. He said, wait. Don't get it twisted. I know that why he said to them, wait, the scripture says, don't tempt God. I know who my source is. And I know what my purpose is. It all comes from God. I am here for God, my Father. I am here to do his will and his work, the work of God. He was a servant leader. Not just the Son of God, but a servant leader, the servant of God. To do the will and the work. He said, look, don't think that I have come here just to be served, but I have come to serve. He could have said, yes, I could be here for all the glory. I want you all to what to do, to worship me only, to get all behind it. It's all about me. Mm-mm. That wasn't it. I came to serve. I came for a high purpose. And believe it or not, friends, that is our charge as well. Yes, we get all the benefits, the fringe benefits of a blessed life when we choose to allow God to use us. We get the benefits. But let's be clear, we are also here to be a blessing. Not just to have a blessed life, but to be a blessing. And if Jesus was here to be a blessing, to help others, to teach, to guide, to lift up, to heal, right, to teach, to do what, if he was here for all of those things, then why not you? Why not you? Why not you as an expression of divine love? Why not you as God's love in action through you, in you, as you? See, I'm praying that you will all learn one of the greatest secrets that there is, and that it's this, that to be used by God fully and completely is to be blessed by God fully and completely. That's the secret. To be used by God fully and completely is to be blessed by God fully and completely. He will take your life and grow it expand it and bring increase into it and use it in ways you never dreamed of. If you let him, he will show you how to live full out. Full out. And I don't know about you, but I want to be used by God. I want to be a vessel. I want to be used so that I can be useful, full of use, right? Full of creativity, full of the dynamic energy and life force and vitality of God. I want to be filled with purpose. I want to be filled with vision. I want to be filled with all that it is to be an expression of God. And for that, I have to be willing to be used by God. It's a consciousness thing, friends. It really is. It's a consciousness thing to want to be used by the divine as a vessel, as an expression. Not an egotistical thing, but a consciousness thing. To have, it's about spiritual law being expressed in and through and as you. My minister, Eric Butterworth, used to say this. He used to say, for every inlet, there must be an outlet. And I never understood why. What is he talking about? For every inlet, see, we always want to take stuff in. We want to get stuff. I want to have it. But he would say there has to be an outlet. If there's only stuff coming into a river and never having the river move out, guess what? That river's going to become stagnant and polluted. For every inlet, there must be an outlet, meaning you just can't take things in. You must also let things out. You just can't receive. You must also give. You just can't be impressed from within, but you must be expressed from without. You can't just be blessed, but you must be a blessing. That's the law. And every time, friends, you serve someone or serve something, every time you bless them with whatever is needed at the time, you then are a mighty vessel, an instrument for the expression of God. You're a vehicle then for God to be expressed in the world. Someone said that true service is devotion to God. Service is devotion for God. So if you want to show, you know, your love for God, then do something that blesses or serves someone. Rabindranath Tagore said this. He said, I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted and behold, service was joy. And James Allen said this. He said, this only is true service, to forget oneself in love towards all, to lose oneself in working for the whole. And John Florino said this, who hath not served cannot command. I like, that's one of my favorite. Who hath not served cannot command, meaning you cannot ask if you have not given something of yourself. I know that there's a wonderful book from that people are reading, Ask and It Is Given by Abraham. Love the book, it's wonderful. But the title makes it seem like it's all majesty. Just ask and it's given. Uh-uh. Spiritual law demands something. There's supply and what? Demand. God is the source and the supply, but there is a demand that you must participate in. You're asking, even if it's your holding faith that you're going to get what you're asking for, then that's your part then. You must give something of yourself, your consciousness, your energy. You must put something in order to receive something out. So this is how it works, because we're talking about high consciousness here. This is high spirituality. This is what you're moved to when you begin to express on a mature level spiritually. Because see, you already know that you can make a demonstration. You already know that you can demonstrate a parking space when you need one, right? That's basic truth mastery. To be able to generate a parking space. You already know that you also may have some expanding experience of expanding your faith, and you have demonstrated and you can experience some many miracles in your life. You've had miracles show up. You already know that you can ask for things in prayer and that you will and have received them. All of these things, which is well and good, you should be able to do those things as a beginning, as a true student. You ought to be able to do that, right? But there's something else, because after a while, friends, you will naturally begin to seek a deeper connection. It'll be more than just getting parking spaces. It'll be more than just having your particular prayer answered for this or that, a new house, a new car, a new job, whatever. It's going to be beyond that. There'll be a pull for a deeper connection and a deeper desire to be in community with God's people, to be a blessing and not just get a blessing. That's when you know you've grown spiritually. This church, Unity of Washington, D.C., is your church. These are your people. This is your family. We are in this together. Together. And so, you know, I'm looking, and when I look out here, I just am always so happy and thrilled to see your face in the place. But you know what? We want more than just a body in the pews. We can get bodies to fill the pews, but that won't make a church. That won't make us the wonderful community that we are, being in this together. We have to, you know, step up to be a part of the greater whole. We just can't sit. We've got to stand. We've got to do. You got to move your feet. Put things into action. I, for one, am very grateful and thankful for so many of you step up and serve. You know, but right now there's somebody downstairs. Those of you in the back looking at the screen, there's somebody working that camera. There's somebody, Audrey's here. Thank God she gets to sit down. But maybe she wants to sit down without a headphone and a camera in front of her on a Sunday. You know? Maybe. There's people up there. We've got people in the booth up there that are always working. They want to perhaps participate. There's some people downstairs right now preparing something. Yes, they're listening to the service. They can hear me. But maybe they want to come up and sit down. Maybe Kathleen and Penny want to take a seat in the front row sometime. You know, this is what it's about. You've heard me say that many hands make light work. It's true, friends. So I'm holding that vision that everyone is going to find a place to serve, a place to grow. And so I know that you have those Love and Action teams, sheets in your, in your bulletin. Pray about it. See which one speaks to you. And if nothing speaks to you, go eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and let Spirit pick one for you. Just go, But find some place to serve. Because if everybody in this church served, then nobody would have to do, you know, 20% of 80% of the work. It would be all of us doing it. So I know that they have some baskets back there for you to fill out, those forms. And here's the thing, because I've been tempted to say that I'm going to do a talk. Don't sign up and not show up. That's going to be my talk, because sometimes we sign up and we don't show up. So I want you to search your heart. I want you to sign up, but if you don't want to show up, then don't sign up. This is consciousness, friends. This is your word. So if you're not ready to give it, I honor that. Don't sign up. But if you want to show up for, you see, we don't want to show up for life, but we want God to show up all the time. So just pray about whether this is something for you to do. Because we are, as Barbara said, we're not moving to another level. We're at the other level of greatness. We are here now in this place. We are experiencing the next level of greatness. And I'm holding the vision that we will all continue to be a congregation of committed, caring, loving, dedicated people who are all serving, not for me, but for the glory of God, for the goodness of God. Remember, Martin Luther King said, anybody can be great because everybody can serve. Anybody can be great. So don't sit down, but stand up. Stand with us and serve, and you'll be blessed. Remember, it's not just about you being blessed. It's about you honoring your purpose, which is to be a blessing. Ask God to use you. To use you for his kingdom, use you for his service. You know, use me. I love the song said, use me and set me free. You'll never be more free than when you allow God to express through you and to use you for his purpose. I guarantee you, bounty, blessings, joy will be yours. Use me. Blessings. Namaste. Blessings.